Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how big
that in any area that we are not living in, any area our family is not experiencing this food, any area our family and loved ones are not experiencing what we want us to be, that the good Lord that says, cry unto me, call unto me, come unto me, that I will give you rest. Cry, I will answer. Knock, I will open. Let us just pray that in any area that is not working right, that seems like we've not reached to the point that that we begin to yield fruit in all areas. No matter what, that we begin to that we become victorious. That the good Lord that has promised us make it to come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Look around yourself. Look around your family. Look around the church. You know members that are going through things in your life. There's that expectation that are not yet bear fruit. Just go unto the Lord at this moment that the Lord will make that expectation, will bring forth a good fruit, a fruit that is due for the waiting period in the mighty name of Jesus. I say, Jehovah, we come before you, Heavenly Father. You say, ask, and he shall receive. For he received not because he asked not. Father, that is why. If not, we would have just said, praise the Lord, and we are God, because we know that your promises are here and amen. But because you majested us to ask, that is why we open our mouth at this moment and say, mighty Jehovah, we ask in your name. We ask under your authority. We ask because of your command. The mighty Jehovah, in any area of our life, for any situation, Father, in any area, regardless of what we are going through, that we don't speak the fruit of all, nothing in you, the fruit that we are going to yield. Father, in any area, we've not experienced that goodness. We've not experienced that blessing. We've not experienced that fullness of joy. Lord, we ask as children, as your children, we ask humbly, not because we deserve it, but because you've promised, even when we fail, your promises are not fail.
Yonder, to us, your word is to us. Oh, my Don't surprise them, it's all Welcome to the
Bible. I want us to
No matter how we feel, shining light. And as long as you are born again in charge of God, no matter your gender, race, position, or whatever, you are welcome to part of what God is doing. We are not strangers in the household of God. And we are not into the four walls of the hall. No one can do that. That's difficult to come together. But we also know that we are not limited into the four walls. We are meant to be shining light everywhere. And so, this morning, thank God for every one of us. On the floor, we can make for the first time. We welcome you. And we encourage all of our members, everybody that has continued to be with our work today. And do not be ashamed of the name of Jesus and the gospel of Jesus Christ. For the individual, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For the power of God and the salvation, and to be ever willing to share with people the reason of your faith, a new way to go in that shining light, and do not be ashamed of people, whether through social media or in person. Like yesterday, I went to the store and I prayerfully carried my literature, and I said to the Lord, give me to the people that I would talk to. And while I was in that store, I was able to reach 200 people. One of them received my literature, but guess what? I still spoke to them. But the other ones were glad to receive the literature and to listen to me. And within a short time, I was able to reach the 4 people. That's what we can do. You know, we don't have to go and even try that. Let's do that. Every way you go, reach out to someone when we are shamed to let them know that and what God is doing. Let us not forget about our midweek meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. Dial in, like dial in the morning. It's your time to intercede and to review whatever God says to us, because sometimes on Sunday when there's administration, we may not be able to fight everything. That's why we go back and review what was taught. And do not forget to worship the Lord with your circumstances. Whatever God has blessed you with, we don't set a lifestyle. The Bible makes it very clear that as God prospers for us, we will support the work of God. So, as God has touched your heart, you can have it. As I speak, and so to speak to them, as they go, 7408 Avenue, Jacoma Park, that is a 0912, once again, 3 email address, get it, 7608 Hammond Avenue, Jacoma Park, Maryland, 0912. You can use the cell for this apartment. Our telephone number is 240-462-5235. With that, whatever you need, we'll get into the ministry account. We are good to see whatever God has sent out of whatever of supporting God's people and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So God bless you. Before I bring the man of God this morning to share the word of God with us, if anybody that has joined us for the first time, could you please say your name if there's anyone like that? if there's none we will go on, but let us try to reach out to people. Like, I personally, I try as much as possible. Because yeah, I think we share with them and let them join us in our fellowship. Just before I bring the name of God, we are going to have a long talk along the way. and that Almighty God, nothing will separate us from the love of Christ. Power is not meant to be, it's not challenges, not appointments, not eternity, the affliction, or whatever. Thank you, my God. And we are hopefully united with you and with one another. For the cause of the gospel, we give you honor in the name of Jesus. Amen. On behalf of the people and in the blood. We give God all the praise, we give God all the glory. As serving between 10 o'clock and 11:30 every Sunday, it's a very sacred moment. I'm not saying that other moments are not sacred, but this is very sacred. Let us all take this very seriously. And whatever we receive, of course, we have taken that very seriously. Let us also speak with faith and believe and do better and better in the Lord. So God must make the mistake, whatever. And that's what fellowship is all about. And that's to hear the voice of God through the songs that we sing, the worship, the prayers, and even the speaking of the word. Please let us get at this time, I welcome the messenger of God, that God is speaking to us. The man of God, the Lord brother, a man that has been part of our work here, and has always been as we share and speak.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. I can't quit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God. You are all welcome to the today's service, Holy Ghost Power Field, anointed service of the Lord. You are all welcome. I tell you, God is going to bless everyone today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank God for Honorable Bishop Pukuna Kwamu, God has been using mightily. And all of you have been working for the Lord in the praise and worship department and the prayer and intercession. And our Honorable Professor Akwamu and all our brethren, Alpan and all the rest of them, I tell you, God is blessing you all in the name of Jesus Christ, because you're not going to stop God and regret. You seek ye the Lord and you find him. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is a reward. Revelation if I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone as he has worked. And then Jesus said, he that cometh to God, Hebrews 11:6, must believe that God is and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Everything you are doing has a reward right here on earth. And then in heaven to come, there is a reward. There is a crown of soul winning. There is a crown of righteousness. There is a crown for everything you do. There is a reward. We are not working for human reward. We are working for God's reward. He has many ways of rewarding. He starts rewarding people who are serving him. So we thank God for every one of you. Today, I'm going to share with us on the topic, God's chosen fast, the power of fasting and prayer, the power of fasting and prayer. Holy Spirit, bless your people today. Send your word. Let your word have a place in our life. Make us doers of your word and not just hearers alone. Give us an open heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. There's someone in this service. You are asking yourself, what does God have for me? What is my reward for serving God all these years? God has said here, so much in stock for you. Eye has not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has kept for those who love him. God has kept so much in stock for you. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about fasting and prayer, the power of fasting and prayer. There are so many types of prayers. The other day we talked about the various types of prayer, a prevailing prayer, prayer of agreement, prayer of intercession, agreement prayers, and the various types of prayer. In fact, God has been leading us in that direction for some time now. And today, God is leading us to talk about the power of fasting and prayer. And you all know the meaning of fasting. Fasting, usually, you all know abstinence from food and water, or you abstain from certain pleasures because you want to concentrate, you want to focus, you want to make some sacrifice. Oh, there is a sacrifice. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. As we offer unto you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. As we offer unto you the sacrifice. The greater the sacrifice, the greater. Oh yes, the greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. Oh yes, sometimes there are sacrifices to be made, and the sacrifices can be you abstaining from food, you abstaining from water, you abstaining from telling, you know, just to humble yourself before the Lord, like in David. You know, fasting and prayer. There's so much power in fasting and prayer. And by the grace of God, we're going to discover some of this power today. Isaiah 58, verse 6 and 9 is our text. The book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse number 6. I'm reading quickly from verse number 3. It says, it shall be the path that I've chosen to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy body, and to let the oppressed go free, and the idea break every yoke. Is it not to be thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out of the house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou art not by thyself from thy own flesh? Look at verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morn, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be reward. Then shall thou, look at verse 9, then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here am I. You know, we're talking about fasting and prayer, the power of fasting and prayer. There are so many different types of prayer in the Bible, so many different types of prayer. And as I look at the church of today, I found out that we are using the same method all the time. We don't vary the method. There are varieties of ways of praying in the Bible. And we haven't used all the methods of prayer. I tell you, if we can apply all these various methods that are mentioned in the scriptures, I tell you, heaven will come down. The other day, I was reading about the Azusa Street Revival. Well, what is so particular about the Azusa Street Revival? Azusa Street Revival, the Reverend William Seymour, the African-American pastor whom God used to bring down, you know, organize the prayer meeting in Azusa Street, California, 1906. Just prayer meeting, prayer meeting, prayer meeting. And then as I was studying that, I said, let me go into this. Let me go into this. Let me know what really went on. Then I found out that they were praying very selfless prayer. They were praying, God give me this or give me that. God give me this or give me that. They were confessing their sins, and they were confessing the sins of the nation. They were even praying on behalf of the nation. They were asking for God to send revival, to send his spirit. Just like the Apostle chapter 2 experience, they were asking for God's move. And then I compared that with today's church. When I mean church, I mean the church worldwide. You know, the church of God worldwide. And I compared the Azusa Street kind of praying with the today's church and what we are asking for today, then I found the difference. Today, the church is everybody praying, God, give me airplane, God, give me cars, give me buildings, give me houses, everybody, you know, people want physical things. That was not what brought us loose. Azusa Street was a prayer of sacrifice, a prayer for salvation of souls, a prayer of repentance, a prayer for God to bring holiness to the earth. That opened heaven, and the Spirit of God took over the earth. And the power of God so arrested people that people were no longer interested in crime. Today we are talking about gun violence. You know, the gun violence, we want to control guns. In the days of Azusa Street, the years of Azusa Street, the couple of years the Azusa Street revival affected the earth, there were no crime. There were no, police had no job. They had nobody to arrest. Prostitutes, they move out from the hotel and ran into churches and began to cry for salvation. Criminals brought their guns and threw them on the altar. They fell down and began to ask God for forgiveness. And the power of God so arrested the nation that there was no crime rate. People didn't have to go to court. There's no court case. There's nobody has killed anybody. Nobody has shot anybody. There is no need for court case anymore. That was what was happening as a result of the Azusa Street revival. Now, what brought Azusa Street revival was the prayers that were being prayed in the church at that time. What kind of prayer? The prayer of salvation of souls, prayer of holiness to reign in our nation, righteousness and God, the nation. But sin is a reproach to any people prayer of asking the Holy Spirit to take over the earth, prayer of asking the Holy Spirit to wipe away evil from our life. You're talking about gun control. You can't even control any gun. You know, talking about gun control. What gun can you control? If the Spirit of God did not take over this problem, you can't even handle it. In the days of Assembly Street, people came to churches. They were throwing their guns on the altar. They fell down on their knees and began to repent. Criminals, you know, ran into church. They could not continue. They said, we are tired. We are not going to do crime again. You know, that was what was happening. For several years of the Azusa Street Revival, there was no crime rate. Police had nobody to arrest. There were no court cases. Nobody is doing court. Nobody is calling police. Police, you can't even, they have no work to do because there is no crime. Nobody is shooting. Nobody is killing. Nobody is stealing. Nobody is, you know, the Spirit of God took over. And pray that the church of today will return to that type of Christianity. Type of prayer that will bring heaven to earth. That is what God is calling us. I'm tired of all this prayer. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Oh yes, we need to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, so that every other thing shall be added unto us. So this prayer, a very funny prayer. Funny prayer. You know, they can't move God at all. Look at the days of Esther. Esther chapter 4. Esther chapter 4 verse 15. One little girl called Esther. Esther chapter 4 verse 15. This little girl, she called her friends and said, you know what? There is danger. There is doom. We are doomed. Haman has planned death for the people of God. Haman has decreed destruction. Satan is using Haman to want to wipe away all the Jews. You know what? The next 3 days is that of his fasting and prayer. Somebody's making noise there. Who is making that noise? Somebody's making a noise there. Please. Who's making that noise? Esther declared 3 days of fasting and prayer. No water, no food for 3 days. Esther chapter 4. Esther chapter 4, verse 6. And Esther and her group went into prayers for 3 consecutive days. No food and water for 3 consecutive days. And as a result, the whole danger was averted. Doom was averted. Haman got himself killed in his own gallows. And the people of God were set free just because one young girl called Esther and her team, she decided to fast and pray for national deliverance. See the selflessness of that prayer. The selfless prayer. That's what God is calling for today. God is calling our nation to a time of selfless prayer. If I perish, I perish. We are going into a time of fasting and prayer for our nation. Haman, who have planned death for us, he failed. And guess what? That prayer was answered. Haman, who planned death for the people of God, it was Haman who died in his own gallows. May that be your portion today in the name of Jesus. May that be our portion today in the name of Jesus. May we pray for selfless prayer that will bring deliverance. Prayer that will bring deliverance to our nation. We are tired of all these selfish prayers all around the place. Esther, How about the days of Jonah? The days of Jonah in the book of Jonah chapter 3, the book of Jonah chapter 3, verse 7 to 10, Jonah declared the word of God. 40 days time, Nineveh shall be destroyed. Jonah prophesied to the people of Nineveh. 40 days time, Nineveh shall be destroyed. If you don't repent, in 40 days time, Nineveh shall be destroyed. That was the message of Jonah to the people of Nineveh. And in Jonah, the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 7 to 10, the Bible says that the people of Jonah's day, they repented in sackcloth. The king declared fasting and prayer for the whole nation. And even their animals were included in the fasting and prayer. And as they fasted and prayed in sackcloth, they met to pray. And indeed they prayed. With fasting and prayer. Let me tell you something about fasting. Fasting is like you are pouring gasoline. You are pouring gas into a flame of fire. You are pouring petrol into a flame of fire. That is how I look at fasting. And then the fire will explode further on. Of Jonah's day, they did not just pray ordinary prayer. They did not just pray with their lips. They prayed with fasting. And when they prayed with fasting, no food, no water, no drink for 3 days, including their animals. As they prayed that prayer, God sent deliverance to the people of Nineveh. And the people of Nineveh were not destroyed. Rather, they found mercy. May that be our story today in the name of Jesus. May we bring a prayer that will bring salvation to our nation. May we pray a prayer that will bring our nation under the mercy of God. May we pray a prayer that will bring deliverance to our nation. As I look at the news, I find out that every nation is preparing for war. War is not the answer. Let me tell you. We fought First World War, Second World War, Third World War. Every nation, if you look at the news, every nation is preparing for war. They are preparing for Third World War. Not hidden, they are all preparing for Third World War. Now, this is not the answer. This is not the answer. This is not the answer at all. They are just going to destroy themselves. It's high time. Look at the king of Nineveh. Look, the king of Nineveh, Jonah chapter 3. The king of Nineveh, he announced to the people that there is impending doom. You people of Nineveh, let us go into fasting and prayer and repent. God, we have mercy upon us. And that brought deliverance to the whole nation of Nineveh. Hallelujah. See, this is what it's all about. Are we fasting and praying? In the book of Daniel chapter 9, verse 20, you see Daniel fasting and praying for Israel's deliverance. Israel, the nation of Israel, where, again, in the hand of 70 years of Babylonian captivity, Daniel began to seek the Lord in 21 days of fasting and praying. He only took vegetables in the evening, but for 21 days he was in the presence of God, and heaven came down. And that was the end of the 70 years of the Babylonian captivity. You see, there are prayers that will bring heaven down to earth. There are prayers that will bring heaven down to earth. Yes, 2 Chronicles 7, verse 10 and 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and pray and turn from their wicked ways, God said, I will heal the land. God is willing to heal our land, but how many of us, how many nations, how many churches, how many Christians have decided to go into fasting and prayer for national deliverance? National deliverance. God is calling for national deliverance. Deliverance for our nations. Our nations are getting ready for war. War is not the answer. There is a way out. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. We need to call Jesus to bring peace to our nation. We need to call Jesus to bring love and unity to our nation. Oh, Rabastandoria in Blandaya. Ah, God is calling for fasting and prayer. He said, I fast for the man who will feed the God, and I found not. God is looking for a man, Ezekiel 22, verse 30. God is looking for intercessors and prayer warriors. How did I know Bishop Okuna Kwawo? I was taken there. I went there. It was a Thursday evening. I was in Bible study or something. The man of God was on his knees, praying and interceding. I said, yes, that is what it should be. God is looking for intercession. Ezekiel 22, verse 30. God said, I look for a man to feed the God. One man. God didn't say, I'm looking for a crowd of people. I'm looking for one man. One boy, one girl, one man. One Esther. One Daniel. One Elijah. One man who is the God, Ezekiel 22, verse 30. And when God did not find anybody, he put himself there. May God find you today. May you be that man that God is looking for. May you be that boy that God is looking for. May you be that girl that God is looking for. He sought for a man. Ezekiel 22, verse 30. God sought for a man to be the God. He did not find anybody. May he find you today. May he find you today. God is looking for intercessors, prayer warriors, people who will stay in the God like Esther, people who will hold on to God in prayers until things begin to happen. Operation push. Operation push. Pray until something happens. Esther, head on to God. Esther, head on to God in fasting and prayer. And God intervened and brought deliverance to a whole nation. One little girl called Esther brought deliverance to a whole nation. Ha! God is looking for people. Oh, may he find you. You are the Esther of today. You are the Elijah of today. You are the Moses of today who will intercede for Israel. You are the Abraham of today. Abraham interceded. God, if you see five people there who are righteous, will you destroy the nation? You know, Abraham interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah. God found only Lot and his family, and he separated them and destroyed the whole. God is looking for his ancestors. People who will pray selfless prayer. In our Apostle chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, the believers were waiting on God in prayer and fasting on in Jerusalem, in the home of Mary, upper room, Acts of Apostles chapter 2. They were in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, waiting Day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six. They continue to wait on God. Day seven, day eight, day nine, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount on wings as eagles, and they shall fly and never be weary. David said, I waited upon the Lord, and my cry. God wants you to wait on him. When you wait on him in prayer, you wait on him in fasting, he will intervene. He will intercede. There is nothing impossible with him. If God is possible, say, Ricky Buddha, he's alive today. He said yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has never changed before. That God is alive today. He's calling you to the place of fasting and prayer. He's calling you to the place of fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer is a great power that moves heaven and earth. Fasting and prayer is a great power that brings heaven down to earth. Look at men like Elijah. Elijah said, look, how long shall this whole nation stay in between and in between? It is high time we know who is the true God. Elijah, the man of prayer, fasting, for the mind. Elijah was in prayer. 40 days and 40 nights, Elijah was in prayer. And there was the content of Mount Kena. Let us know which God is God. And the 454 prophets, their God did not answer. From when Elijah came out, and he said, thou God, our living God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God that made heaven and earth, the God that sent Jesus Christ to die for us. Show yourself to these people. And fire came down. Oh, yes, Elijah was a man of life passion, because he was in the place of fasting and prayer. Heaven and earth responded to his word. Let there be rain, and rain will fall. Let there be no rain, and rain will stop. A man of life passion. But yet, heaven and earth responded. God is looking for a prophet Elijah today. May he find you in the name of Jesus. God is looking for a Daniel. May he find you in the name of Jesus. God is looking for Esther. You are the Esther of today. In the name of Jesus. God is looking for you. May he find you in the name of Jesus. Yes, we are going to pray. What is our prayer? God raise prayer to our Christianity of today. God give us another Azusa Street revival. Yes, we're talking about gun control and we don't have the answer. God give us another Azusa Street that we talk to righteousness. Let the Holy Spirit will take over the nation. And everybody will run to go and give their life to Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we need another Azusa Street revival today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we are going to pray right now. Oh, God, give us an open heart. God, heal our prayer life. God, heal our fasting and prayer. God, restore fasting and prayer to the church of today. We are eating so much hamburger, we have forgotten the God answered by fire. Yes, let us call upon God today to restore fasting and prayer into the church, into the Christianity of today. We are too carnal. There is too much flesh. There is too much compromise. There is too much carnality. And God is not moving. The church is not moving. Everything is happening to the point where nations are not planning war. Instead of peace, they are not planning for destruction of the whole world. That is what all of them are doing. They spend billions of dollars to produce war equipment to destroy the whole world. Oh no, it shall not happen. it shall not happen. If my people which are called by my name shall pray and seek God's face in fasting and prayer, and God said, I will heal your land, I will heal the nation, I will bring peace and love and joy and unity to the people. In my people, if my people, we shall call by my name, shall humble themselves and humble themselves and pray. If my people, we shall call by my name, shall seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear and heal your land. God wants to heal us now. God wants to heal our nation. God wants to bring you peace. God wants to bring you joy. God wants to bring you love. God wants to bring you happiness. But my people shall seek my face, must come from their wicked way. They must call upon the God of Abraham. Yes, and God is here, and he is prepared. With fasting and prayer, you can bring heaven to earth. With fasting and prayer, you can move God into action. With fasting and prayer, you can do the unthinkable. Yes, and we pray in the name of Jesus, and we begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Rakabaya amblanda yete poko sakata eriaba. God, heal our prayer life to God. Yes, let's begin to pray. Everybody begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. God, heal our fasting and prayer. Our fasting and prayer is just too weak, just too, the weak one. Hey, may you be the answer of the day. May you be the Moses of the day. God is calling you today to a life of prayer and fasting that will bring the power down. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. May we be doers of this word of God. May God use us to do fasting and prayer. Deliverance through fasting and prayer. Yes, Lord. Heal our prayer life. Heal our fasting life, oh God. Make us the spiritual Moses of today. Make us the spiritual Joshua. The spiritual Esther. Esther that we change the lay nation. Yes, make us the Elijah of today. Yes, Lord. Restore our fasting and prayer life, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Father, bless your people. Help us to fast and pray. Help your people to fast and pray and seek your face like Esther. You may use them mightily to bring solution to every problem, to bring peace on earth. God intervene. Do something new in the lives of every one of us that I've had your word today. Make us doers of your word, oh God. And not just yet. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you. Over to you, Bishop. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and humble themselves and pray. If my people, which are called by my name, shall seek my face and come from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear and heed the alarm. Come on, you bishop. Bishop O'Connor, Kwao, back to you.
Maybe there's a problem on your side. Maybe we should share the
grace. Yes, so you need us to share the grace.
Okay. Father Lord, we thank you for your word that has come. We thank you for every lesson you've taken us today, your grace, your love upon your people. We pray as mighty Jehovah, as we depart, that your spirit, the one that we did, all the answers, prayers will remain with us in the mighty name of Jesus, that we'll experience your fullness in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus, and we will put to practice what we said today in the mighty name of Jesus, that our week shall flourish in the mighty name of Jesus, that we shall feel no sorrow, experience no pain in the mighty name of Jesus. Your blessing shall be upon everyone today in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the peace of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore.
Amen. Surely,
goodness and mercy
shall follow us all the days of life, and we shall dwell in the presence of our Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Blessings.
Shalom. Shalom.